Good afternoon. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time update on Hurricane Irma. Irma's eye is now beginning to move away from the north coast of Cuba as it's now moving west-northwestward. It's currently centered about 115 miles to the southeast of Key West and moving west-northwest at 9 miles per hour. We're beginning to see Irma get better organized now that the circulation is moving away from the Cuban landmass. The Air Force, the Hurricane Hunter plane has reported the pressure has begun to fall. Maximum sustained winds right now are about 125 miles per hour, but we are expecting Irma to re-intensify as it moves northwestward across the Florida Straits and toward the Florida Keys and very close to or along the west coast of Florida on Sunday and Monday, bringing very dangerous major hurricane conditions and life-threatening storm surge to those areas. We do have a hurricane warning in effect for much of the coast of Florida, including the Florida Keys, and there's a storm surge warning in effect for, again, much of the southern and central Florida coast and the Keys. The area we're most concerned about for storm surge is this area from Captiva down to Cape Sable, where we could see 15 feet of storm surge associated with Irma as it passes by. That's 10 to 15 feet of flooding above ground level. That's life-threatening flooding, especially for folks in Collier and Lee counties. If you've been asked to evacuate, please heed that evacuation advice and try to get out as soon as you can. Conditions are beginning to deteriorate in South Florida. We see the eye of Irma here on the Key West radar. Some of the more substantial rain bands are now moving into the Florida Keys and into mainland South Florida. In fact, the Fort Lauderdale airport recently reported a wind gust of 70 miles per hour. We're now seeing sustained tropical storm force winds move into the Florida Keys. We're also very concerned about the Keys in terms of the fact that somewhere in the Keys is going to experience the direct hit from the core of major Hurricane Irma and 5 to 10 feet of storm surge inundation there. So a life-threatening situation overnight tonight and early tomorrow morning in the Florida Keys. We're also expecting substantial rainfall across all of the Florida Peninsula, much of southern Georgia, isolated to totals as high as 20 inches that could cause some life-threatening flash flooding in some regions. And we're also expecting Irma to bring hazardous wind impacts to portions of North Florida, much of Georgia, eastern Alabama, and portions of South Carolina, where there are a variety of hurricane and tropical storm watches and warnings in effect. So please be prepared if you're in South Florida in the Florida Keys. Be in your place very soon where you're going to ride out the storm for the next 24 to 36 hours. And stay tuned. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your latest update on Irma.